Place, 'cause every time that we talk, I don't know what to say. goddamn hustle.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
Yeah. never been caged.
She's free for more to live in cage. There she goes.
They call her Sweet Maggie.
She's right on time.
It's New York PA.
No cover charge.
There's a show every day. She's a ballerina. A ballerina.
There she goes.
They call her Sweet Maggie.
She's right on time.
She gets a New York PA.
No cover charge.
There's a show every day. She's a ballerina.
Sometimes, but we're gonna find it and we're gonna survive this. Snapping for a supper in the middle of winter, you're across of a storm in a calm blue sea. But you're my girl and you're kin to me.
Processing this. trying so hard to love myself. Baby, when I do, I love someone.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
About you. I like it when people can get along.
like understanding words to a song. When you know the truth, you can't pretend. I don't like the silence of my friends. You talk about women like pieces of meat. You think I should laugh, but I can't agree. Wait a minute, brother, I don't go no further. What if I said that about your mother? I like it when people can get along, like understanding words to my song. When you know the truth, you can't pretend. I don't like the silence of my friends. Right.
your check, man, what's your own mess? You think you make me, that is all a lie. After truth is I'm on my own, I learned to survive. It's funny how the table turns when calm or break or lose, you're the one left standing. You're still not the one I would choose. I'm happy I got out that I saw your true colors. You can fool everybody else, but not me. I'm not one of your followers. You've gone in this so-called game. Oh, honey, you're checkmate. I'm starting to knew you're so weak. My mind could crush you in a heartbeat. I have been through fire and rain. My scars are not in vain. Oh, you are the one I tried to put me down. There's your face right there that lays on the ground. It's funny how the table turns when calm or break or lose, you're the one left standing. You're still not the one I would choose. I'm happy I got out that I saw your true colors. You can fool everybody else, but not me. I'm not one of your followers. You've gone in this so-called game. Oh, honey, you're checkmate. When calm or break or lose, you're the one left standing. You're still not the one I would choose. I'm happy I got out there, saw your true colors. You can fool everybody else, but not me. I'm not one of your followers. You've gone in this so-called game. Oh, honey, you're checkmate. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Bruce Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Questioning why life turned on her this way. Bishop Quinn had quietly seen to it all. No one came to say goodbye, no one to wish him well. He only wished that he kept his hands to himself. He's going down gracefully, never want to be bitter. He's going down gracefully, moving on to bigger things and never looking back. Never looking back.
That something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The IVS somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Oh, at the time I to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Alright, I'll just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst enemy. Well, alright, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. 'Cause I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
Hey Boston, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry?